Yo, we didn't even drop. Somebody got to figure out what this person's talking about right here.
Hit it though.
I still don't know what it is. Yo, 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 yo. You don't know what I'm talking about? On the beat? It's crazy. I'm your host, Sean Black, and on my right.
Black Indian.
And to my left.
King Ransom.
And together we make this sit down. First of all, I do not need you in my background or whatever I'm doing. you cut that shit. Let's get
it. Why you don't ever say to your left first?
Because we live in a dominantly right world. And in the fucking...
Yeah, you want to go first? You can go first.
I'm not talking to you. Mind your business.
Oh, shit. And there it goes. He's in there early. No, so I answer your question because I don't want you shooting at me. If I go S, if I go to the left, it's S-T-I. And we don't want that.
Why not?
Never
you ain't never had an STI?
No. So I don't want that. I don't even want to sell that image.
Yo.
So we're going to continue to go.
STI is not an STI.
Like, if anything, we can go ITS. Sure. Like, that's it. I'm fine with that. Or TSI.
Yeah, we're going to have a spinoff.
I'm good.
Damn, it just takes one person to fuck up the momentum.
I mean, we can find another I.
Yeah,
I
but mean, that STI.
Good luck.
Damn. Leave her. Don't please her. How was your week this week, India?
I had a good week.
I see you got your shoulders out. You on your What's Love Got to Do with It? I know the words of the song. I wrote it.
She was irritated as a bitch.
Always like I was watching week. That shit. You had a good week. No blunt, no nothing. It was your birthday, right? You turned 31?
32.
Okay.
Definitely was my birthday.
I'm about to be a murderer.
Happy belated, even though, you know.
Thank you. Where my cake already. At or something? Y'all ain't give me no cupcakes.
We did buy a cake, right? No, we bought a cake. Is, but the hoes dropped.
I ain't getting no cake either, so.
Damn.
See, you said you ain't eat cake.
That's a fact.
When I say that,
when you
y'all just gonna agree to it, yo.
see, I just agree with the shit. You said you're
crazy. You don't never agree with your niggas like that.
That's okay. Yeah, I don't know what pissed him off today. I don't know what he doing, but he just shooting that nigga.
Chilling, yo. That's what happens when you got no topics.
That's a fact. That's a fact. Make content on your own.
You gotta say shit.
Go.
I just forgot it.
How was your week, Tion? What you was going on? I see you got the. Is that a Mary jacket?
Yo, so that's my week was pretty good, great. Bro.
I'm married.
I ain't really do too much.
Just work, that's it?
Just work. Mm-hmm. End of your birthday.
You feel me?
Oh, yep, you did pop birthday. Out.
Yeah.
With some holes
a little
there?
Bit, you feel me?
There was no holes there?
I wouldn't refer to them as holes.
What you call them, black beautiful queens?
I mean, I would refer to them as that before I referred to them as holes, but right. I'm just going to say end of your friends.
A lot.
Damn, she got you shook. Ain't no,
no
such
I'm
not.
Just a very respectable young man.
Today.
Yeah, the hose was out. You
the
heard me say that.
They had the little shorts on and shit.
They was in there, you feel me?
Nah, a lot of them.
I ain't talking about her friends. I'm talking about the people that was working there.
Off of work.
You heard me, Chris.
No,
the people
for
that
sure.
was working there.
Yeah.
Well, that mean they had the scrubs on.
The girls that was working there was definitely cute. How was your week, Rashad?
My week was actually okay. It was okay. I'm getting over that little whatever the fuck I had last week. I guess it was miniature COVID. I don't think it was that, but
miniature COVID.
Yeah, I mean, I took a COVID test. I was fine. I mean, I didn't have one. I just had a deep voice, fucked up chest.
Yeah, like, allergies.
I don't know.
Bronchitis,
I mean,
pneumonia.
So I heard that shit can pop up as you get older. Like you can.
Oh yeah.
I've never had allergies.
Chris so like, just saying that it can't.
What that you can
you
not
get
heard
allergies
it?
Like later on in life, right?
You can.
Yeah, stuff like that. Yeah.
Right, I was wondering what the fuck you said, because you ain't come outside
changed,
for my
bitches
birthday.
Changed.
That pollen fucked them up.
I didn't come on. What day was that you went out? You went
I've been out every day this week except yesterday.
That's crazy. So the street's been calling your name.
Deflection.
What's deflection?
Damn, I'm not even talking. I'm talking about he deflected from your original point, which is he didn't come out. He flipped that shit on you so quick and you ain't even realize it.
Damn, that's the toxic ass shit for you to go out of your way to try to shit on your man. Yo, that's
he better get blocked.
Okay. So let's jump into we ain't got that many topics, but let's jump into some shit. You feel me? So the first one I see is, oh my god, what happened to Virgil? So I'm guessing India wrote that because no? Damn, I've been fucking wrong.
Yeah, you've been wrong, bro.
I have been watching episodes. That's
I think
problem.
You wrote that.
Oh my god, what happened to Virgil?
Yeah, because I named the last episode, oh my god, what happened to Buffy?
That wasn't the last episode, but okay.
Well, one of them.
I like it.
I didn't mean that.
I don't think I wrote that because I just found out who the fuck Virgil was.
I don't think I wrote it.
You didn't know who Virgil was?
I didn't know that. So you know how you be knowing shit? Like, so niggas about to go crazy on me, because I don't know the name of the nigga that made Off-White, but I know the name of the people there.
All right.
But no, I just didn't realize that that was his name. That's I didn't know that was what his name was. Yeah. I just knew him as a nigga that made Off-White. So.
No, I definitely put that in there, but it was just so that y'all can get a notification, like, I edited it. You know how you get that? You
have I don't get it till I open it.
I'm getting
right.
That shit. You're playing. Yeah, I'm saying,
yeah, when you open it, mine's do the same shit.
Yeah.
But they'd be like, yeah, this person edited it. That's crying. The only reason why I did that. But yo, what you call him? Just got a tattoo of Virgil.
Offset.
One of the Migos.
Offset. Yeah.
I mean,
I guess.
I think, oh, no.
You know,
that's
a little,
we were just talking
weird.
About significant other faces, and we all was like, no. But imagine getting the face of a person you don't even
know. Designer face. Like,
yeah, like a person that you don't even know. Or
I mean, he knows him, but I mean, that was his man.
Like that, though, to get his tattoo.
He said he put him
in
the, basically, he introduced him to the fashion world and industry.
Would you get dirt face tattooed on you?
No, that was his way, I guess, paying homage.
Why not?
Homage. Homage. I've been drinking.
Homage.
Spell it.
Homage.
H-O-M-A-G.
That's still wrong. You wouldn't get dirt face for him?
Why the fuck would my, why?
I don't know, what if he asked
you? Why would I get anybody face on me?
What if he get your face?
He wouldn't. What the fuck?
What you mean?
I don't
Dirk,
know
what,
man.
If, what if y'all was together and he passed?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's
Dirk?
A good one.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Well, anybody.
Like, no, I don't have no tattoos. I'm not about to just go and jump out there and get
oh,
a
you
big
ain't no
ass
tattoos?
No, I don't have none.
Don't get the tramp snap.
All right.
You said
okay,
you
I'm
was going to get
ass.
It.
Don't worry about it.
You said last episode she was going to get it.
You did say
right?
Something. No,
no
you
I
said
didn't.
No. She said females be having that back in the day.
No, but she said she was going to get it.
No, I didn't. Never said that.
Tramp snap would be crazy.
What is it going
to
say?
Like
Black India?
What is it going to say?
Black India.
Might say Dawn.
Hey, yo, did y'all hear about Black India? Not Black India. Black China being abusive? Y'all, what y'all?
Yeah, they said she put a gun to his head.
Oh. You know what her excuse
why you think that's funny?
You know what her, no, you know what her excuse was?
Crazy.
Is that she was playing. That's what she said. That's
wild.
That's not going to hold in court.
That's definitely not going to hold.
That's not
going to
hold
said,
in court.
Yeah, she said she, which, and because I was listening to a podcast that was talking about it, and she basically said, like, you know, we all believe in double standards, right? Like, we agree that it's real.
Yeah. I was about to say, I don't know if we all believe the same things, but.
I thought he was talking about Jesus.
No. I definitely believe in him.
The white or the black one?
She said something along the lines like the black one, 100%. Oh, right. Jesus wasn't white. You said nigga hair?
I'm just making sure because they. Oh, all right. Anyway, but yeah, Black China.
She said, he said, when asked about hitting him, punching him in his face or whatever the case, she said, I didn't punch him, I hit him. And I was just like, she think that shit cool. Like, she think it's okay for a woman to hit a man. Some women think it's okay. Some women think that it's okay to
Yo,
hit
she brought this on herself, though. Like, ain't they in court because, like, she wanted to sue them?
Yeah. No, I think they wanted full custody of the son or some shit like that, too.
No, I thought it was because, like, the Kardashians, like, got her show canceled, and she was saying she lost out
with
so much money.
Right. She's suing them because of that.
Yeah, so she brought this on herself, but this shit is...
Yeah, I don't know. This shit
is
just
getting flipped on her.
Like, yeah. No, dead ass though. Like, I really got a question. How is she famous? Like, what is she famous for?
Black China,
she was a stripper, wasn't she?
Yeah,
just being
she was
a hoe?
A stripper,
so being a hoe makes you. We're not a hoe. I don't want to call strippers hoes. I don't think all strippers are hoes.
And she, baby mother of Tiger.
And then Rob.
And she's.
It's a lot.
But
of,
even before that, she was definitely just in the clubs. And she from DC.
Like I said, you know how they be in the clubs and then the rappers, you know, bring them around. And then it's like,
up.
Now they start like.
Spinning their butt.
Yeah, and this was like pre. Social media era. So this was like she was on posters. I mean, granted, social media was around, but it wasn't as big as it was. So she was on like posters and like little flyers and shit like that.
So that's really a claim
like,
to fame?
Like the motherfuckers would be like, back then it was.
Mm. But do you think it's now though?
Like, I don't know. I don't really be in the club.
I feel like social media.
But don't you know how they put the flyers out like, oh, this stripper going to be here this night, this her last night or some shit like
P-Valley
that type of thing.
Shit. Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. That was like how Black China was.
That's crazy. I think that's really wild. You men got something like that? Like, claims of fame of, like, being a hoe?
I mean, the fake Dirk, not being a hoe, but the fake Dirk got, like, popular from just...
But I feel like he's just going to be hot. Like, I don't think he's going to ever, like...
Yeah, he not
you
doing
don't think
shit.
It's gonna
he just look like Dirk.
You don't think it's going, like...
I don't think it's
going
to surpass where it's at right now.
I'm trying to think of somebody that surpassed to something else after they was acting like somebody else.
Funny Mike, when he was acting like 22 Savage. I mean, I feel like... But he still didn't...
I mean, they be having a lane where as though they get money, but if they going to be real, real popular, probably not.
Yeah, no, shit going to die off in a few
I'm trying to
years
think, though. I just feel
months.
Like somebody was recently that they...
Yeah,
because
I can't think
like
of
that.
No males. I can think of a lot of females that, you know, go from doing, you know, known for doing, just being somebody's arm candy to now having their
Unless
own...
Unless they do, like, reality TV to
Amber
stay
Cole's
relevant.
One of them. Amber Cole is crazy, like...
Amber
Cole? Amber Cole, the bald one. Huh? Wiz, baby mother.
Her name is Amber Rose. Amber.
Yeah, that's what I was like. Amber Cole.
Amber Cole.
That's the bitch that was sucking dick in school.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I was like. What
fuck wrong with you?
I'm like, well, where the fuck she been at?
That was young. That was girl. But
it was fucking me.
No, Amber Rose. Amber Rose was one of those for me. Like, I feel like.
Yeah. Her and Blac Chyna was best friends at one point.
That's crazy, yo.
But yeah, that's a good question, though. Ever been a nigga like that?
I don't think.
Probably because the females, I wouldn't say get passed around, but they go and date another nigga that's famous or popular or whatever. Mm-hmm. But the niggas, they don't go date nobody else.
I feel like the guy version they of just like go, swindler.
They just like disappear.
That's I think that's all we got is a claim. Like
right,
guys
the guys disappear. That's why I say unless they maybe like reality TV or just, if they really got something that they're good at doing and what they
let's
can.
Let's say Nicki Minaj break up with her husband or whatever.
Okay.
You think like he's still going, like somebody going to know who he is?
No, I was like immediately downgrade.
Never knew who he was.
Niggas, yeah. But I'm saying you like heard of him now, but you definitely
still,
ain't going here.
Still yeah, don't I, hear about him.
If the nigga was to walk in the building, we probably wouldn't know who he was.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess.
At all.
That's I
there's
think
people out there that know who he is.
Yeah, for sure, but we don't.
Well, who else? Well, who would be most popular fucking nigga that
text
got popular? Text only gets popular from
no,
that.
No, I just don't. I don't think.
I don't know.
But I feel like that's not really a guy's way to necessarily fame or whatever. Fame. Yeah, I don't think guys can really do that. Now, a guy's shit might be like security wise, but even still, so thin, you don't really be getting famous off of that. Hoes right. be getting famous off of being hoes.
Yeah.
Like, but you can still get money off of it, just not fame.
Not as big as they bag. Like, if they get like 50,000 occasion, like to go to a club, a nigga ain't getting that.
Well, yeah, true.
Of course, there's somebody out there we just not thinking of it.
Yeah. I don't think I can think of. He get booked for clubs sometimes. Like Santana, Saucy Santana was just getting booked at
that's
clubs.
That's not a nigga.
Who's Ergen Tay?
All right.
Oh.
Yeah, the nigga that do hair.
No, so I think a Pergio, right? Pergio is a fake dirt.
He do hair, though. I don't know.
But the nigga that look like Drake, he, like, they really be in clubs.
He doesn't
they
look like Drake.
You don't think he look like Drake?
No.
That nigga just a light-skinned nigga with the haircut.
And fat as shit. The fuck?
You sound triggered.
I just don't see it.
I think that's weird. And you know what? We've been on this too long. Fuck them niggas because at the end of the day, how the fuck is these hoes getting money like that? And it's crazy because we allow it. Like,
yo, who are we to not how they get money, bro?
Because we out here working every fucking day. I'm low key trigger now.
Yo, if you can be a hoe and get money, would you do it?
As a man or as a woman?
You are a man.
Hoe.
Because we just talk about, because women are the one that
I'm
do it.
I'm talking about if you can do it as a man, would you do it?
I'd probably use it as a stepping stone. I do it for 2 years. What you post earlier, you got to have a game plan. You got to have an exit. You feel me? So I'm going to do it for, I'll be a hoe for 2 years. And then after that, I'm coming
but
out.
But you're going to always be known for what you started out as.
Debatable.
Not always, but.
Yeah.
Because Kim Kardashian, niggas don't even give a fuck about the
it don't matter what what you call them, do. It don't matter
what
Kim Kardashian do. They still say, oh, yeah, she made a sex tape. That's why she's famous.
Well, yeah, Kim
no matter
Kardashian,
what Blac Chyna, what Jada, what all these baby mothers
Jada.
Do. I'm saying all these baby mothers do. It'd be like, oh,
Pinkett Smith?
She only,
or Waiter.
Go, keep going.
Waiter.
Oh,
so it'd be like, the only reason they get fame, the only reason they famous is because they're baby father. I'm just saying, like, they always, it don't matter what they do after that. Like, they be having, like, fucking $1 million fucking makeup lines and shit. And then they can still be like, oh, they only got famous because they're baby father.
But what's crazy
so I'm saying
is,
that could be your stepping stool, but they gonna always remember you as that.
Yeah, Jada was, she already touched her first before she was famous or before she was with Baby.
Yeah, that's what I was telling people. I wasn't telling people that, but I was like, she was like doing hair and shit. She was like popular before
she
got
hair,
with
she was selling hair,
some
but
shit like that.
Atlanta knew her. Like,
oh, one
Georgia
of my mans,
knew her, I should say.
One of my mans DM'd her like before she was little baby mother and was like, what's your Cash App? And she replied. I'll tell you
yeah,
who the man's is after.
We'll talk after camera because I need to know like if he in a mix like that.
I don't even think he cares if I say it.
I mean,
free band.
For real? Yeah, she was. What she say? She
just sent her Cash App.
Did he send her it, something?
But he was doing that to fuck with people. Like, let me see their reply. And she.
Oh, that nigga was the original scammer. That's what that is. He was scamming. he tried to scam.
I don't think he did anything after that.
Yeah. That's crazy. So
Yeah, I don't know how we got from Blac Chyna to that, but yeah.
No, because hoes be getting around, Joe, and they just make money, and I just think it's crazy. I don't knock it. I just think that, is that something that would, like, in your legacy, are you okay with that being?
Oh, I thought you were talking to me.
No, like, would you be okay with that? Like, I understand shit happens. Like, you go through shit, you do shit.
I'm quite sure if you was to ask them, they'd be like, I'm fine with that. Like, I'm fine with that being on my reputation or whatever.
But then some of them, like, for example, like, I feel like with Kim, Kim was born into money. She ain't...
Yeah, she ain't had to do that.
Yeah, but some people, would she be where she at today without, like, would
the
she...
sex tape?
Without... Yes.
Oh.
Yeah, but basically,
yeah,
would she
so
be...
Too. Yes.
If she...
You
if
really
she,
think
if,
she'd be where she at today without that?
She... Them bitches was born into money. Like, they...
They were, I feel like they getting a different type of bag now. Like, they wasn't born into the money right, that they
so
getting
I
now.
Feel like they might...
They would have been okay. But I don't know if they
no,
would be
we,
as
we
well off
okay.
as they
are
right
are,
now.
They are, like, great. I feel like...
Yeah, but I'm so. Just saying, like, they probably would have still had money, but I just don't feel like they'd be at the point they is right now. Like, that family flourishing and shit. Like, everybody getting money.
I think so.
I think they would. I think they...
Just
I,
because of the time.
You think they'd be on this level?
I, yes. Yeah. Just because, like I said, just because of social media, just because...
And if she still was, like, Kanye wife and all yeah. that, who else she was with?
But would she have
like,
been
so
Kanye
many...
wife if...
So we
probably had the sex tape. You, when you get
probably,
home,
I don't think he married her because girl. Of the sex tape.
No, but I'm saying, would she? Would she be, I'm saying, would she be known?
That's
like,
a wild name.
Yeah,
yeah,
probably.
She was already known,
the
right?
Fucking family helped get OJ off trial, so
she was like.
I mean, I guess it's, it, I mean,
she's like the Paris Hilton. Of
before,
this,
yeah, Paris Hilton wasn't really. Paris Hilton stopped. I feel like her shit died down after a while. Kim should
fuck
just.
Paris Hilton do.
She got fucked on camera.
I mean,
camera.
I'm just saying, but she was, like, popular back then. Like,
her,
she had money.
Her father owned a hotel or some shit like that?
Yeah, shit like that or something. I don't know, child.
Oh, the Hiltons? Like, the hotel?
I'm not going to make too many assumptions.
We don't keep
but I just feel like I said, people that are born into situations like that where they're born into money, like, so, Kim is a Kardashian, right? But her younger, no, I'm saying, like, just hear me out.
Green
her,
is a color.
That's a good one. But let me, if you let me finish the second one, Courtney is a, what is it, a Jenner.
I am a man. You gotta keep going. Keep it going. That is water.
Okay. I think that's funny. No, so I'm saying like, so between the Kardashians and then you got the Jenner phase, they all still bringing in a ridiculous amount of money just from
because
different.
Because of their mother.
Yeah, not all. You keep giving that whole too much props.
Yeah, like Bruce ain't win an Olympic gold
medal.
Oh,
yeah, I forgot about.
See, that's what I'm saying. Like, they got, like.
Yo.
That nigga really a bitch now.
Like, oh, all right, we're going to move on.
Because
what the
it's
fuck
my nigga
was
Bruce.
That?
I got a question, because niggas were talking about the fight. So I was thinking, like, so say you got a significant
what
other.
What fight?
The Tank fight. You know, Baltimore's
oh,
on.
Okay.
You know, we support that.
Yes, sir. May 28th.
So say, as guys, or say you want to go to the fight, and your girl don't really care
going to that
for boxing. Do you buy two tickets or do you buy like if
definitely.
You know your girl don't
you
like
want my
boxing,
real answer?
I want your be on
definitely
girl.
Definitely buying two.
You
getting two of them.
You getting two of them.
You can always
you ain't gotta go.
Motherfuckers will always want to go to that fight. You can find somebody easily to go to the fight with you.
It's a fact.
Whether if it's a male or female.
It's a fact.
But you just gotta buy to be like, hey babe, I bought your ticket. But she'd be like, no, I don't want to.
Okay,
go.
Well you gonna ask somebody else.
Don't worry about it.
Right. Don't worry about it, sweetheart.
Miss one, next 15, one come.
What if she gets tickets for y'all to go do something else? Do you like have to void out your tickets? Like which tickets are more?
Like
important?
For the same day?
Not for like the same day. Like
yeah, yeah, refund that shit. It depends. I guess it depends what it is.
Like you coming there happy. Like you coming there, babe. I got us tickets to the fight. Like get ready for your
but
shit.
But I already got us tickets
got
to Jamaica for this same.
No, not Jamaica. Nah, not Jamaica.
He's trying to
trigger me. But nah, she coming there with some tickets to like Lion King on Broadway, which she real excited
the
about.
The fuck out of here,
she,
boy.
What you talking?
I ain't going to that shit.
They got hella shows in that same
what you
week.
Talking about? We going
to
see Tank fight,
that.
Man.
But what if her tickets cost more than yours? You don't
fuck. That's on her for that pay.
You better
that
sell them, motherfuckers. You got StubHub and all that other type resale.
This bitch going for the Lion King.
That's crazy.
You going to put it on a story like,
no
hey.
Kids, just going.
Who's trying to buy the Lion King tickets?
This bitch don't sing or dance. Why the fuck is we at the Lion King on Broadway?
You can't crush bitches' hopes on like what they man, like in the art. No, I just was saying because we was looking at the prices of the tickets too, so I was just like, yeah.
That's hilarious.
And then we looked up, you know niggas that like, so we're like, oh yeah, that's a good price. Like we looking at the price like, oh that's a good section. So then we got closer and we seen what the shit was saying when it started saying the 2000s and the 3000s. We like, oh them niggas that's trying to be on TV when he try to get up when he try to be in that area. That's the.
Yeah, nah. I would definitely still buy two tickets if I was in that situation.
Two tickets?
Yes.
What if you can only afford one?
Well, guess I'm going by myself.
Because niggas, they never just say, "Oh, we can't." I'm not gonna go to the fight. You
going? I'm going.
How much money in that room?
I'm in there.
You've been saying this shit for like 2 days now.
I just asked him the other day, "Was he going to the fight?"
He just kept saying, "I'm going."
Yeah, I hope so.
Did I really say that?
No, you said I want to.
But he just kept. Though. He keeps saying, "I'm going. I'm going." Like I'm like, all right,
you don't believe me, bro.
I said, "I'm going." I'm
be like, walking in behind Tank. Damn, T.O. got money, like, for real.
You better have with a sit-down shirt.
Hey, yo. Oh, no.
So, man, your man's perky. I seen something on...
I seen...
said GTD. She talking about EBT. I would walk in with an EBT shirt if they give me a bag.
First of all, I don't think that they need to sponsor you. They get more than enough money off of bitches. I mean, and niggas.
That's crazy.
People. I just can't say people.
No, because it's more women. Guys don't get really food stamps like that.
Y'all don't apply.
Yeah, they give a single bitch with a kid like $400, but they give us a...
We owe them
$50.
We be in the hole. We owe them. Fuck that.
Say we owe them.
You got to pay us for not doing nothing. So I seen your man. I keep guy referring back to Indian man because she's...
Who, Perkyo?
That's not my man.
Nah. He fuck with Durkyo.
Okay, so who we talking about?
Perkyo. Just because he fuck
so
with
I, really, I was joking when I said...
No, so I seen the... So y'all seen the video of him in the 6ix9ine situation?
Mm-hmm.
How do y'all... Do y'all feel like... Perkyo was wrong in a sense?
So, according to him, he knew nothing about 6ix9ine being there. He was supposed to be meeting with the YouTuber, and they supposed to make some type of content of him as the fake Dirk or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
According to 6ix9ine, he knew he was going to be there, and he paid him to, I guess, interact or be in the video or whatever. But you can clearly tell that that boy was
shook. The YouTuber... said that Perkyo knew.
So look, if I feel like the way they chose their words was like careful. Like he was like, you knew he was upstairs, but did he know when he was coming to that place that he was there?
Yeah.
Like once he was there, he was like, oh yeah, 6ix9ine upstairs, and then he probably went upstairs, and it was like, oh, you already knew he was up there, but I didn't know he was going to be here when I got here. So I feel like the way they was wording it was like, okay, you might be right, but. I don't know. I feel like you can't believe nothing 6ix9ine say though, because he'd be trolling.
But I think that's what it all comes back to. But people don't realize that, like, that nigga was, he got famous for trolling after his music and whatever. So him doing this is just more so one of those things where I feel like we should have known that that was coming. We should have known that at some point in time that he was going to try to use this guy that looks like Dirk and try to, you know, troll Dirk like he's been doing. Dirk been doing a real great job of not really entertaining the shit or whatever the case. But I feel like now he went a little too far by bringing somebody into it that doesn't have nothing to do with it.
Right,
completely innocent.
Yeah, because like I said, I mean, and I feel like niggas know that the little Perkyo nigga is innocent. You can even tell when he was in the video, like he was just like, even if he did take the money, he getting a bag right now. So money is very important to him right now. Go ahead, get your money, but he ain't do nothing. He said that
in the video. It was like, it's going to go viral. And he was like,
no, I don't
it's not. Yeah, it's going to go viral, but it's about respect.
And loyalty.
And he was like, he said, I'm not, I fuck with Dirk and them, but I'm not like affiliated with them, but I like.
You got respect.
So he ain't want to mess up that like connection.
But shit like that, it shows you that like, I didn't even know he wasn't from here.
Yeah, he from the UK.
Yeah,
when he started talking, I was like.
So that just shows you
that
like.
And those dreads are not real. I just want everybody to know that those are fucking faux locks.
Are you serious?
Yes, that's not his real hair. I went on his page before. He got like his hair higher than yours, but those are fake.
What you really getting
that like kind of just completed the look of Dirk. That's what he was doing at. But he didn't know, of course, this shit was going to go this big.
I seen a post.
So I guess now he feel like he's stuck with him.
Yeah, he definitely got stuck. Perky was crazy.
I guess Dirk's daughter or somebody. Somebody was like, why daddy? He was like, why daddy talking like that? But it was really the fake Dirk.
Yeah, he got that really.
I don't want 6ix9ine to die, though. Like, don't get me wrong. Hey, I'm not on no shit like that right now. I don't know where to start. But... I feel like that nigga, like, I don't be on that, like...
I feel like somebody need to humble him.
So he started arguing with 42 Doug.
I don't even feel like nobody can humble him.
I mean, he just got slapped in the head at the club.
Yeah, but I feel like shit like that, he was still
But that's all that could be done at the time, because of his security, he walks around. I feel like
the only thing would humble him if people just ignore him, don't say nothing to him, let him just keep trolling. And eventually, he going to do what he did just recently and disappear. Like, he ain't, like, wasn't on the internet or nothing like that.
But the thing is, he said that months ago, like... He was running out of money, basically. So, of course, he's going to start back trolling because that brings in the money.
Y'all keep hashtagging. Right into his track.
Exactly. Like the 42 Doug. You see what he said before?
42 definitely entertained that shit. But I feel like it's some niggas that's, like, going to entertain it and they might actually do something. Like, I feel like they might
Yeah, but some people look at it for a look. Like, oh, like, me going back and forth with 6ix9ine to make my shit go up or make me more popular.
Yeah,
that's introducing me to another fan base or another. Mm-mm. I don't know if that's 42, but no. I'm saying some people look at it like that. It's like, yeah, I'll beef with this nigga.
Yeah.
I don't think he just kind of like left that shit alone after a while. I was like, yeah, I think but he's I seen because Gotti don't play that shit.
You know, it's a lot of niggas be like, yeah, that nigga won't play with me like that. As soon as he say something about him, got him.
Yeah.
Now he ain't saying something.
That's, right. Yeah. I think the nigga that I've seen
they fall for the beat.
The nigga that handled it the best had to have been Gilly. Because Gilly like shunned the nigga out completely. Like
but he
nigga,
was trying to get on Gilly and them show.
Yeah, and he was trying to talk, and Gilly just was like, no. Like it was the conversation was very minimal. No.
But y'all know Gilly a big ass Dirk fan.
Yeah, that's a fact. Gilly definitely he loved Dirk more than
but
you.
I think this is before he wasn't trolling Dirk before he went to jail, right? This is when he came home.
This
is
when
was
he
like,
was just a rat.
He was, yeah.
But he was always trolling
Dirk.
No, but he was also Gilly talking bad about Dirk. No, he was. He wasn't trolling him bad. This one he was just beefing with Reese, talking about the shitting and shit.
Mm-hmm.
But I just feel like, yeah, you said niggas need to humble him. Like, I mean, because I play a lot. I joke a lot, but I just know it's when you see certain nobody things, but nigga, that level was crazy. Like,
no, for real.
I would
ignore
and taunting dead people is even crazier.
Yeah, like, yeah. So like, that's crazy. I'm just shocked to the simple fact that it's people out there that really make lemons off of that, do it, and
right.
Like, it's a difference when you going into a mall and you trolling people, you having a good time with people. But when you really out here at a level, putting people in harm's way, that's crazy to me.
Yeah.
Give me the right back, Dirk. I'll take it off.
Send Perky your ass back home.
Yeah, you said something about Don. I think he not afraid of Don at this point.
But niggas like
but
that.
But y'all understand his background. He come from the slums of Mexico. I don't think he really scared of shit for real.
I don't think so.
I just think he played his part when that court case came out about him being kidnapped and shit like that.
I think he a fucking
he
nice
moves
ass
like a nigga that
he's a fucking Mexican.
No, I think he just moves like a nigga that I'm not gonna say can't be touched, but ain't really scared about nothing.
Yeah, because he definitely be touched.
Yeah, because I feel like
you're not invincible.
Yo, if y'all had a top five trollers list, who would y'all?
Tion, 6ix9ine,
50 Cent.
50 Cent.
Shit crazy that they'll put me on there.
TR trolls me every day for at least a minimum of 2 hours.
Them
a minimum.
A different level though.
No, but I mean to the point where a minimum
I
of
feel like,
two
what
hours.
You call him is a troll? What's cool. That nigga name? I can't think of his name. The rapper or whatever. That's not, that'll help you, right?
Yeah, right.
The gay one.
The gay rapper.
What we mean, name? Like openly Old gay Town or Road down shit. Low? Okay.
Oh, Lil Nas X?
Yeah, he's definitely a troll.
But he's like so? A funny
yes.
Troll.
But I think he is a troll, bro.
But I think
he responds to people who ask some dumb shit. So once they say some dumb
but
shit.
But he'll come out with some dumb shit too. Like, yeah, I'm not gay no more. Like something.
Right,
something,
because people
like,
are
but
saying
I think his
dumb
troll
shit
fits
to
his
him.
Gimmick. I think his troll fits his.
He is
yeah,
a
but
troll.
It's not. Yeah, he is a troll for sure, but it's not like a negative
one. He on my
one.
List. Him, 6ix9ine.
He on my list.
50 Cent. Yeah, they on the list.
But I feel
of
like 50. So I feel like maybe 6ix9ine on that list.
It's different
only,
types of
yeah,
trolls.
Yeah, I think he's the only negative
that's
troll.
For sure.
That just keep going in with the trolls.
I mean, if we talking about lyrically, like not lyrically, verbally. Charlamagne might be a troll too, cause Charlamagne be saying some shit.
Oh, Charlamagne be
sure.
Serious now,
but he be,
too, like,
but he be dead ass serious. But I be laughing because I be like, yo, he got a point, but I don't know if he's serious or not. I don't know if he's like,
but they just be doing that shit to get a reaction. That's what I look at like trolls. Like it's just like, let me just say some wild shit. Mm-hmm. Let's see how people react to it.
But I was four.
I ain't gonna lie.
Well, if you can include Tion, that's five. But
yeah, Tion's definitely
in
my top.
I'm not in my top five. Let me think of somebody.
Tion's definitely my five top troll.
Top five.
Ever.
Those are probably mine.
All right. We ain't got that many topics.
I was trying to think of a female, but
I should just start trolling on the internet.
Is it a female
I think
one?
We should start doing open mic trolls.
A female troll?
Yeah, because I think then we just name all guys.
Coily Wright, sorry, no. Hey,
yo,
she ain't no
don't
troll.
Start.
She,
no,
she ain't no troll.
Different. I don't know. It's not that many.
A female troll. That's a good one. Oh, that one girl. What's her name? I don't know none of these people's names, bro. Nah, Azealia Banks, is that her name?
No, that bitch really just dingy.
Oh, no,
she's
bitch,
a fucking troll.
No, she's not a troll.
She a little slow, too. Or not slow, but like she a little.
She old.
When she was on Wild and Out and she said something about, are you shaming black girls? And I just looked at
she's
her.
She's a troll, yo. She
nah,
a
that
troll,
bitch was dead
bro.
Serious.
No, she's a little off to me. Like that bitch is weird.
I feel like it's some bitches that like attention, and that's the way of her getting attention. Like, if she can talk about you, and as soon as you say, oh, bitch, I don't like your teeth, are you shaming black girls?
Yeah, she's different.
Troll,
I don't.
Yeah,
that bitch is weird. She fucking
around
and cuss us out about
yeah.
This shit.
Yeah. Oh my god. all right, it's the last one. Let's get it out the way. Because I was a firm believer in
the last one. What?
Last topic. We ain't got that many.
And birds.
You the one that made it obvious to people out there that we ain't got shit in the phone.
I didn't know.
This Tory and Meg shit. Now let's talk about this Tory and Meg, because I seen y'all seen the interview with Gayle, right? Well, not the whole thing, or did y'all see the whole thing?
No, I just seen the clip.
I seen a good part of it.
I can't watch somebody fake and, cry. It's no, like cringe.
So y'all think it's fake still? Like y'all think that?
I think she fake crying.
She was fake crying for sure. She like, bitch, where's the tears? I'm sorry. Where was the tears?
You got for black woman empowerment. She was shot.
Look, it's crazy. It ain't got nothing to do with empowerment.
It's just like you really was trying to force yourself to cry, like a little kid trying to force they something. Like maybe it's no tears. No tears. So and why? And it was pissing me off because she kept thinking about her answers, or not even thinking about them, like pausing before she would answer.
But is that wrong though?
No, it's not wrong. However,
they say you know somebody lying when they ask you the question again.
Right. However, it depends on the question. If it's a yes or no question, it's either yes or no. It ain't no.
But what, no, sexually,
like sexual, like Gayle no, was like, "Have you had an intimate relationship with Tory?" And she was like, like sexually,
yeah.
Bitch, you knew exactly what she was asking. Did y'all fuck?
But that's not, we can't say that because we can roll back plenty of clips where we have all asked each other yes or no questions. And we
but
don't,
in
we
this
don't
situation?
What's the difference? It's just a, what's the situation?
Bro, you know if you fuck somebody or not. I feel like she thought about like, I don't know if they fuck, and but somebody got some head.
What exactly is intimate?
Because I heard on another podcast when I was listening to the song about
said
it.
That.
They said like,
no, I just don't like how y'all be spending my
one
answers,
of the girls
so I need to know exactly
the
what y'all
crowd
mean.
Has said that it could have been just like, oh, he could have just been giving her head.
That's what I just said.
So, like,
she should have just said it then. Shit.
Like, he going crazy.
But my, at this point, she should have just said it.
She definitely lifting him up.
Yeah, she definitely lifting
him up. Remember that was the question?
Oh.
You ever lift a nigga up?
Fuck no.
That'll be, if, would you? If you
no,
could?
What the fuck?
So we was talking about with Fame for Ransom how nigga come in work every day with a new question, right?
Okay.
So niggas was saying that was the question the other day. You have been, you know, picked up. As a man.
Y'all would want to be picked out?
No.
I would not. I'm 6'6". That bitch can pick me up. We got
out.
A problem. We
that
got
a bodybuilder.
Yeah, that bitch different. Some, I like a busty, but I don't
she
like a big.
She work at Jiffy Lube and she be lifting cars.
That's crazy. So wait, would you let a bitch lift you up?
Hell no. Fuck, I look like you. No. I'm not letting nobody lift me up.
Okay. Because you a stationary nigga. That makes sense.
Yeah, I got to stay on the ground.
But so wait, nah, did anybody say yes to it? I'm sorry. Did anybody say yes to that?
Yeah, the nigga was like, yeah. And then he was like, oh, tell us about it. And he was like, yeah, she picked me up when I went to the library.
All right.
Like, it was some dumb
troll.
Shit.
He's in my top five.
For sure.
I ain't say this. This
I'm, just,
what,
I'm not saying you are just saying whoever that nigga is. I don't know what
you're
in my top
five. No, he really thought they meant like, so Norm asked Nihilus. Nihilus said, pick me up to go where? So niggas ain't really know what exactly he was talking that's about. Funny.
But no, I don't know if she's lying, but I do know, I just feel like somebody's
she's
lying.
She's omitting information.
Somebody's definitely lying.
I feel like at that point she should have just said she gave him head or he gave her head, because that's what it was. Like, they probably really didn't fuck, but somebody got head or anal play.
Anal?
No, them niggas be into it. I'm just saying.
Don't throw that smut on his name. So
I mean, I'm like, just saying, niggas be into it.
Ain't no way somebody fuck with somebody's butt when they're not having sex. That's weird. She jumped straight to the anal play?
She could have been on her period.
Oh, yeah, you're drunk.
I'm not drunk. That's
going
real
here.
Shit. But,
So what I'm saying is, listen, if they had to get to the anal point and she's on her period, they had to have sex before. You don't outright just meet a bitch and then she on her period.
I'm gonna have a bum.
What you do?
She kissed the mic. Tory Lanez the shit on that mic.
I don't know. I just feel like
you're crazy on that
she
mic.
She was trying to she was trying to force herself to cry. I don't know.
So you think,
I don't know if she
if you had to pick a side, who you siding with right now?
I'm not siding with none of them.
Neither one of them?
I mean, at the end of the day, I feel like the girl was still shot.
Okay.
She was still shot.
Okay.
So I had to go. Who did it? Guess who?
Find out on the next episode of The Sit Down.
I don't even know who shot Tupac still. Still trying to figure that shit out.
He's not dead. But, yeah.
Okay, she's drunk. Joking.
They said Tupac was in Jamaica.
Who in Jamaica? Your girl went to Jamaica. Why
don't
you?
Don't enter. This is why I told you. Listen. Top five.
He's going to Jamaica.
He trolls.
You're not going to Jamaica.
I can show you.
You going to Jamaica
evidence.
For your
I can
birthday?
Show you evidence in my
not
phone.
Not his birthday.
I can show you evidence in
who
my
birthday?
Phone.
Who in a girl birthday?
A TR just coming from Jamaica. He texted
that's where
me.
That's who he was at over the weekend.
He texted me and told me, yo, I'm in Jamaica. And he said, Jamaica, he's going Chick-fil-A.
That's cap, yo. He lying.
You see how he laughing? He's so like, you know he's nervous because.
I'm going to Vegas.
You going to Jamaica?
So. By the way, y'all look nice. Y'all put that shit on. I appreciate it.
When her birthday?
Who are you talking about? Like, you don't even know what's going on, but he's trolling. He is 6'9 right now. Like,
come on, yeah, that's mad disrespectful.
No, but I'm sorry, be 50. I'm not, yeah, nah. Because yeah, I feel like 50, yeah, 50 be getting his ass here. So you all right with that?
Niggas always got going to wilder.
What the fuck was that?
Because he said that about Vivica Fox.
I don't
want
to be
Lil
Nas X. I don't want to be 6'9".
I feel like, but I don't think that Meg, I think Meg might be lying in a sense. Mm-hmm. But Tory also lying too.
I don't know.
Like, ain't nobody going to tell me one person saying that they're having a sexual relationship and then one person saying they're not having a sexual relationship. Somebody lying.
That's what I'm saying. Like, and that's, if she lied, like, what's the point of lying?
Niggas lying on their dick, but it's very vague where... When a bitch gets shot, it ain't no point of lying on your dick no more. You lie about shooting.
She must have sucked his dick.
She probably went crazy on this shit.
She probably gave him heat. I think she might have gave him heat.
God, me swallowing.
She said, like, sexual? And then you got to think, she just dropped Plan B. I just listened to it again. Mm. I said, hold on. Is she talking about Tory? She said the only... Hold on, I'm drunk. It was a big word she said. Accolade.
Accolade, okay. Okay, you got
she
it
said,
off. Spell it.
Can't.
That word all up.
It's an ACC, though.
Accolade? ACCOLADE?
Yeah.
That one.
That's what my dyslexia was giving. Mm-hmm. But she was saying the only accolade or something like that you could say was that we fucked. So I'm like,
Yeah, because bitches be trying to diminish their
bodies.
She could
have been talking about...
Her boyfriend?
Yeah.
No, I don't think
that's... Make it make sense, Tion.
Make it make sense.
I just feel like...
Unless they broke up.
But when it comes to shit like that as an adult, ain't nobody out here need to lie about that.
That's what I'm saying.
Like you said, a woman was shot, so it's just like... But also they said that it take too long to get to the bottom of shit nowadays because of social media.
It's a whole court case.
Yeah, I'm like, this is a whole court case.
This is 2 years later that she didn't have
COVID.
To sit
COVID. The courts
what
were closed.
What the fuck COVID got to do anything?
The courts were closed.
Y'all act like they don't have virtual... Something like you said, somebody was
this
shot.
This got to be in person.
No.
Hey, yo.
So like,
but they didn't start the virtual shit up until like...
Like
the
Charlamagne
second year
was saying,
COVID.
Right? So he was saying, so you got 2 years later now. Now you got to pick a jury for this shit, right? If it does go to court. You got to pick a jury.
Let me get up there.
It's going to be hard for people not to be already swayed a certain way.
Some people don't... Nah. They're oblivious to all this shit.
Yeah, it's some people who don't know what's really
okay,
going on.
Okay, you
can
find somebody that's Amish.
World.
Yeah, it's tough to find it, though. Just like,
it's going
to
be very random.
I don't think
it's going to be very rare. You think...
I don't think it's... Yeah, because you don't know what's going on with... A random ass actor I could name right now.
Whoever it is, they can easily like.
But then that's what I'm saying. You might be swayed
come across
because just for example, like
talking about the
we might not know nothing about Tory Lanez, but as a man, we might just be like, oh, Tory, that's kind of he's going through slander.
It's all gonna come down to evidence.
People really believe in believing these jurors or like don't talk about or don't look up these cases. Like they just go home and act like.
I don't know if they get their phones taken depending on the case type of thing.
No, I'm saying they're
like
not
this type of case.
They
like
do leave and come back, though,
yeah,
right?
They
sometimes,
back
but they go to the hotels where the courts send them.
I think
they don't go back home.
How high the case is, depend how like high the case. If it's a real high,
they go to hotels.
I'm pretty sure them OJ cases, nobody was going home. Like everybody was going secluded areas.
Yeah. I'd be the one that really just holding us up, like. Yeah, y'all all agree?
Back. I'm crying. No, real shit. I'll be that person.
I just want free meals for the rest of the
week. I just want this shit to be. Want this shit to be like Martin. We gonna be in this motherfucker all day.
That's exactly why niggas can't be on the
Let me get another fucking jury duty. I'm going to that shit.
And you feel me? You be
like, I almost got picked. I was sitting up in the little. They picked me and called my name.
Oh, you was on a stand?
Yeah, like it's a prank, you know. No.
Jail call.
Hey, yo.
Crazy right now.
That's the reason they didn't get picked because I was like, you know, my boyfriend in jail. And it was a nigga who had a gun charge.
Oh, yeah.
So they was like, would you be
able
to.
Let that nigga off.
Exactly.
Like, I don't believe that nigga.
You biased. You can't be a juror.
For sure.
Now, if he was from another.
The defense, she was like, no, we not going with her.
Right?
Who? Huh?
No, I'm joking.
Oh, he going crazy. Now, if he was your nigga, hop. You definitely, oh, he did that shit.
Hey, y'all.
Put him in there. But
I don't know nothing about nothing.
That's what you tell him? That's what you tell him?
I don't know nothing about nothing. Listen, I don't even know what you're talking about.
Down ass. That's lit.
Down ass.
Like Glee from the Temptations. But
why do you know their names?
Shit. You don't know.
Saying your voice
no,
deep as shit.
I don't know their names.
Y'all seen it on Twitter. It said... That shit, that's different pain when that nigga Blue rolled into the kitchen to get them ribs and ain't come back.
Which that's fucked up, yo.
I don't even remember it.
Okay, let's wrap this up. You know, next week we'll be back.
Oh my God,
man. Are you doing anything else this weekend for your birthday?
I'm going to be outside tomorrow, Saturday, and Sunday. Back to work Monday. Yeah.
That's crazy. You going out that many times back in the
room? Yeah, I'm going out Saturday.
You need hella ass.
Sunday, I'm going to brunch so I can sleep the rest of that night. And then tomorrow,
y'all gonna try to find the bottom of the mimosas.
Tomorrow we outside. I'm outside the mall.
Shit on my tee.
Not sure.
I'm outside with that shit on the mall.
That shit on. Dressed like a tangerine.
Nah, it's gonna be green.
I'm your host, Shaw Black, and to my right.
Black India, I ain't know if you wanted to go first.
Yo, we not doing that SCI shit. Are you? I don't see how I sound. I'm your host, Shaw Black, and to my left.
King Ransom.
To my right.
Black India.
And we make the, see now.
We make the ST.
The ski down.
STI
I don't have my mask on this week, so the ski don't resemble shit.
Why you keep saying ski?
Yeah.
Shard, King, India.
Oh shit, we changed all our letters.
That's what I'm saying. Y'all some dumb.
See y'all next week.
We the dumb ones.
Yeah. The fuck?
What the hell was that?
Oh my God.